This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha, it's a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere. And can you hear the urgency in my voice? Because I believe I'm speaking on behalf of God. God wants everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for him, because this lukewarm business, which is a definition for 21st century American Christianity, it will not fly. It isn't even biblical. It's something called religion. And religion at a dime won't get you a cup of coffee anywhere here in the United States or probably anywhere else. There's reality. And that's why you're listening to me, because you want reality. You want more. You're hungry for God. You want intimacy. You want to hear his voice. And it's not just for the very special people. I mean, in the Catholic Church, if someone has two verified miracles, they make them a saint. The Bible says the least Christian is a saint. Therefore, according to history, according to the Word of God, the least Christian was walking in signs and wonders 2,000 years ago, and God doesn't change. Jesus said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever, so I'll give you one guess as to who's done the changing. It's us. But we're going to cut through, by the Spirit of the living God, all of this tradition, all of this junk, and find out the purpose of life is not a social club called going to church on Sunday morning or Saturday. The purpose of life is intimacy with God, fulfilling your destiny. You have a purpose. You have a fingerprint that no one else in the world has. You have a DNA that no one else in the world has. And you have a spiritual destiny that no one can do like you can do. And you have not missed it. And that's why the Holy Spirit has directed me to Gary Oates. I'm speaking to him at his home in Dallas, Georgia. He travels the nations now. He was a wonderful, charismatic pastor. Came from a good evangelical, fundamental background. Actually on staff with Campus Crusade, Southern Baptist background. And although he was walking in the charismatic realm, he was like most charismatics, confined to tradition, a few healings, a few prophecies, and a few tongues. And there's got to be something more to life than that religious mantra, if you will. There's something more. And he found it. He was obedient in a meeting in Brazil. Randy Clark was speaking, where he's seen so many miracles happen. But something unusual happened to Gary. He had been praying for God to open his eyes. He's been praying for more intimacy with God, for discernment. And he did one obedient act. He took, because God told him, you could take your shoes off in a dirty place and nothing's going to happen to you. But God told him to do that. He did it, and he had an encounter with the Lord like he's never had before. His eyes were open. He saw into the spirit realm. We left off on yesterday's broadcast after he had an encounter with the Lord. He is vibrating in a chair. He is totally wasted, just as others in the Bible, when they come into the presence of God, totally convicted of sin, totally repentant, hungrier for God than he'd ever been in his life. And Randy Clark somehow realizes that something important is going on and says, come forward. He doesn't have the strength, so they literally carry him forward in a chair. They bring him on the stage, and he's still wasted. And he didn't really want to share. It was just too private, too personal what was going on. And so his wife was going to talk for him and said, honey, is it okay if I say to them what's going on with you? And he didn't say yes to his wife. He's shaking so badly, she took it as yes, and she starts speaking. What happened next, Gary?
As she began to speak and tell what had happened, the power of God fell in the room. People began to cry out. It was just like a tornado of the Holy Spirit swept through the room. It was the most incredible thing. And people were falling to the floor. There were sovereign healings that took place all over the room as she was telling what happened. People were drawn closer to
the Wait a second. You're the one that had the experience. You're telling me that anointing, just by her talking about what happened to you, caused a release of miracles?
Yes, absolutely. It did. The presence of God was so strong in that place as she was sharing, as she was telling what happened. It just quickened in them that ability to receive from God, just like I had been receiving from God.
Can you tell me a few of the things that happened? This was in Brazil, by the way.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Right after that, several other things happened. But finally, once I was able to stand up and able to begin to pray for people, a long line developed, and the presence of God was so strong, every person that I prayed for was instantly healed. Every person. They were set free from demons.
Every person?
Every person. I had never experienced
that. I read about that in the Bible with Jesus, but I don't hear too much about just people like you or I praying and every person getting healed.
Well, this was a rare moment, but it was, you know, when I was holding hands with Jesus and my left hand began to burn, you know, several people felt like that was an impartation for healing. Since that time, I've seen a dramatic increase in the number of healings. And the manifestation of angels in the healing process has been incredible. Just a few days after that experience, we were in Rio de Janeiro ministering in a very large church. And I was in a back room praying for a man that was dying of brain cancer. He was in his mid-70s. They had performed surgery. They said there's nothing more that they can do for him. And as we began to pray for him, I looked over to my right and I saw an angel bringing his wings out. He's a very large angel, and he put his wings around this man and held him real close. And I did a double take. I looked at that, and I looked again, and beside that angel was a smaller angel. This angel was blowing fire into the man's head. And I looked at that. I couldn't believe it. And I looked at the man. It looked like a blowtorch of fire was coming from the angel going right into the man's head. So I stopped and I said, "Is anything happening to you? Are you feeling anything right now?" And he said, "Oh, yes, my head. He said, "It's burning up my head. It's like it's on fire." And then he raised his hands and he said, I'm healed. And I said, "Well, praise God." I said, "I want you to go back to the doctor and get a medical verification of the healing." He said, I don't need to. I'm healed. I know I'm healed." And I encouraged him anyway. I said, "Well, it doesn't matter. I want you to go back so that you have a medical verification of the healing." And so he said, "Okay, I will. Well, he and his wife were both in the room. The pastor of the church told me before we went in that this man and his wife, neither one of them knew Jesus. And so I was reminded of that right at the last, gave him a brief plan of salvation, and I thought, you know, this is going to be the easiest person in the history of the world to lead to Jesus after all that God just did for him. And so I asked him, I said, "Would you like to invite Jesus Christ into your life right now?" And he looked up at me and he said, "No."
No?
And that was my response. I said, "No? What do you mean no?" And he said, "Well, I don't want to go to this church." And I thought, "What?" Well, then he explained it. He thought that if he got saved in that church, he'd have to go to that church. And he had some family members that went there, and he didn't want to go there. And I said, "Oh, no, you don't understand. We're not talking about religion. We're talking about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ." I said, "You can go to whatever church you want to. Just go to a good, strong, Bible-believing church that believes in miracles and healings that are seeing the power of God displayed." And he said, "Oh, okay, then yes." Well, he and his wife both prayed, tears streaming down their face as they invited Jesus Christ into their life. It was the most beautiful, touching scene I had experienced in a long time.
Are you seeing more people getting saved than ever before?
Oh, yes. Everywhere we're going, all around the world, they see the power of God. They're drawn to the power of God. They see the miracles. They see the transformed lives. They see people coming up on the platform sharing about what God just did to them.
Gary, in your book, I was so impressed with a meeting you had in Brazil, and there was a man that had been a believer a long time, but supernaturally, a weight of garbage and sin was removed from him, and he had fresh intimacy with God. Tell me about that.
Well, he came up on the platform to give a word of knowledge for healing, and as he was standing on the platform, the power of God hit him. He fell to the floor. He was shaking. He was in a ball on the floor, and the whole platform began to vibrate. And I looked over at him, and I thought, "What's happening to him? He's having an experience with the Lord." Afterward, he began to share what had happened, and he said, "God took me up into his presence." And he said, "There were two large chains that were holding a chest full of garbage and sin, areas in my life that had not been pleasing to God. And he said that he took a sword and cut the chains, and the chest fell off my back. And he said, I felt such a tremendous relief from the weight and the bondage removed from me that I'd carried all of my life. And then he said two angels took him over and washed him, washed all the dirt and the debris off of his back under a waterfall that was just flowing with rivers of water. And then he said he was taken by the angels back into the presence of the Lord, and then God began to speak to him and gave him a message that he wanted him to bring back to his people. We transcribed what he had said. This is the message that I want you to tell my people, to tell them to wake up. Tell them to wake up because many in my church are sleeping. There are many who go through the motions, but few who have entered into intimacy and relationship with me. And this is God speaking. He said, what I desire above all things is to have an intimate relationship with each one of you. And out of that intimacy, I will empower you and send you out to reach those who need Jesus Christ. The quicker you enter into this relationship, the quicker you will be empowered and sent forth. The quicker you do this, the world will be won, and then I will come and take you home.
Gary, the thing that is so amazing to me is this is the first book, and your book is called Open My Eyes, Lord, that is a practical how-to. Most of these are just so theoretical, and they happen to the person, and I know it's true because we've done our homework, but it's not for the average person. Are you telling me the average person can walk in this kind of intimacy? Are you telling me the average Christian can move in the supernatural miracle power of God? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. This is not just for the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. This is for the body of Christ. I believe this is God's desire. His heart is for his people to come into intimacy with him. And as we allow the Holy Spirit to deal with the garbage in our lives, get free and get clean from those areas that have not been pleasing to him, it opens up a whole new dimension of the Spirit for us. We can come into his presence, just like this man did in Brazil. As God takes away the garbage out of our lives, we can be drawn into that intimate relationship with him.
Well, we're out of time. Mishpucha, I'm going to have Gary pray an impartation prayer this week. I want to give you that cassette plus his book, Open My Eyes. Testimonies are coming from all over. People just reading this book are now for the first time know how to develop intimacy with God. Step-by-step directions. We're making it available for a donation of $20. Call or write today. It's urgent. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.